This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
My name is Primus Robinson, president of the Cape Fear Jazz Society.
I'm Angelo Galeotti. I'm on the board of the Cape Fear Jazz Society.
We're proud to continue something that was started by people like Sandy Evans. This is our 18th year in working with the Jazz Studies program.
Primus is talking about the 18th annual Cape Fear Jazz Society Scholarship Concert. This year, UNCW's jazz faculty is highlighted.
The whole sole purpose is to provide assistance to students as they continue their jazz studies at the university. This year is very unique because not only are we featuring student compositions, but when we decided to make the featured artists for this concert the jazz faculty, that's because there are so many changes over there that we wanted to honor and remember some of them. Michael D'Angelo is leaving after this semester. He's going to pursue his doctorate out west. And we're also going to mark the memory of Andy Whittington, who was such a great influence and one great pianist over there that passed in January. We're also helping the organization of Natalie Boyink, who's coming in to take over the jazz programs. So we decided instead of bringing in somebody outside, we would feature faculty in collaborations with the students.
They're going to kick off with a Latin ensemble led by Natalie Boyink. And then not sure the order yet, whether Mike D'Angelo and the large ensemble will play next, or there's a smaller ensemble jazz group that plays. This year, we've already totaled out to 35 scholarships over the years. And the Cape Fear Jazz Society, a 501c organization, has celebrated its 20th anniversary.
Over the past 18 years of doing this, you've given out 35 scholarships.
Yes.
What we do is, if there is a set amount and we make considerable funds over that, all of that money is going to go to a second scholarship. You know, in other words, the money has to go to as many students as possible. We have an obligated agreement with the university for one scholarship. If there's extra money, somebody else got to get some money too.
That's why the gate is so important to us. Tickets are not unreasonable. They're $25 a piece. All of that goes to the scholarship fund. So
it's going to be to help these students who have dedicated themselves to this profession, you know, but they don't have to be singularly jazz players. In other words, a lot of these students are multidimensional. You know, a lot of them are playing in classical groups. A lot of them are playing in gypsy jazz is a new genre that's being opened.
Reawakened, really.
Yeah. They are free to pursue what interests them. We just want to help them. And may we say that if you walk up, you'll probably in some way or the other encounter our guardian angel, and that's Ann Seymour. And she's always there to make sure anything we need, an easel, you know, another
table,
music stand.
Two chairs.
She is one of the great assets at UNCW.
That's Primus Robinson and Angelo Galeotti from the Cape Fear Jazz Society. Gerald Chinette, Michael D'Angelo, Natalie Boyink, and other jazz faculty and students perform at the 18th annual Cape Fear Jazz Society Scholarship Concert this Friday, April 20th at 7:30 at UNCW's Beckwith Recital Hall. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.